My focus is just to help the team in any way I can. You know, I'm not really too much worried about that. We have a good group of guys that are capable of helping the team in many different ways. And that's a plus.
When you guys started in the spring and they said it would be an open competition, when you look from then until now, is there any surprise that the competition still really hasn't sorted itself out, that all you guys are kind of still in the mix?
No, I mean, cause you can see the guys we have. Man, we got a good group of guys. You know, that group that we have brings something to the table, you know. Size, speed, you know, strength. So, I mean, it's a good group to have and a good group to work with and a group to help this team.
What do you view as your strength when you say, well, what part of, you know, the game do you bring to them that kind of sticks out, you think?
I never want to say, you know, what I do well. I want to, you know, do everything as good as I can. But, you know, I'm just trying to become a better blocker in the run game, you know, move guys around a little bit better. So, have the running game and I just want to get better in the area.
What did you see blocking-wise from yourself in the last game?
I got a way to go still, you know. Just trying to make improvements on those and look at the film and make corrections on it. Like I said, I'm going to get better at it and get better as we go.
When you're talking about your blocking, do you view it as positioning or picking or recognizing the right guy or your hand placement? What kind of things do you sort of concentrate on in that regard?
I mean, it's just the small things that make a big difference in blocking. You know, the footwork, you know, hand placement, you know, just little things like that to help you out. And that's little small steps I'm trying to take every day to get better doing that, so I can, you know, move guys around a little bit better and open up, you know, bigger holes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You've been in a position before where you worry about this week that you come to cut downs and you're worried about enough.
Yeah.
Do you have that same feel? Are you confident that you don't have anything to worry about?
Yeah. You never get too, you know, confident. You know, you just hope that, you know, the work you've been putting in has brought you to a place where, you know, you can be, you know, stick around and help this team, you know. So, I mean, right now I'm just, you know, focused on this game right now. And after that, we'll worry about that.
If you look at the last three games, the first team offense has scored 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I mean, does this offense not fit Eli, or is it still a work in progress, or what?
Eli's a Super Bowl champ, man. So, you know, there's nothing he can't do. You know, he has 2 rings, and, you know, he has a Pro Bowler. He's a great player, a great athlete, and Eli's going to get the job done. So, that won't be a problem.
But, I mean, it's still a work in progress.
Oh, yeah, it's a work in progress, you know. Like I said, we're coming to it. We're getting better, and we'll be where we need to be.
What's your confidence level at one day becoming what they want to see in a complete title? You know what I mean? So you can do a lot of everything.
I mean, you know, to have that in your mind, that's a great feeling. That gives you something to smile about. You know, that gives you something to get up and go to work about, feel good about, you know. When I first came, you know, I was just trying to, you know, make a name for myself, you know. But that's what I'm still trying to do. So, you know, that's, I just come to work every day, enjoy my job, and then love it and do what I can.